What's up, everyone? Herb Thrasher hanging out here in the Rolla J Studios, bringing you today's November 3rd, 2017 Reefer Rock Report, held right here exclusively on the MarijuanaAgenda.com. Hope everyone had a great Halloween. Coming off of Halloween here in Portland means we're coming off of the Oregon Dope Cup 2017, held here in Portland at the Staver Locomotive Warehouse on a great grounds, a great campus, plenty of room, and it saw the likes headlining by musical guest Warren G. Had a great vendor village, had a great kind of Day of the Dead theme, lots of patrons walking around, skeleton faces, great costumes. A lot of great vendors were also there. Great vendor village. Willie's Reserve was there, along with other great vendors. Greenleaf Labs and Leap Farms sponsored the Growers Lounge. And then just met a lot of people, saw a lot of great friends there. You know, these dope cups and High Times cups and cannabis cups, and it's just become a big deal in our industry now that we have been legalized for a few years in a few states. And as we continue to get bigger and bigger, events like this continue to be fun as well. So shout out to Warren G, making the trip up to Portland and supporting another great Oregon Dope Cup. Not sure if the results are listed or not. You can try to find them. I've tried to find them myself and haven't yet. But you can find pictures on the 420 Radio Facebook page. So go there and check out a little bit on the Oregon Dope Cup. And be prepared to support cannabis industry venues and events just like the Oregon Dope Cup. All right, let's get to some music. That's right, legendary rockers Zebra will be celebrating their 35th anniversary with a debut album, and also a West Coast mini tour. We'll be hitting San Diego, Hollywood, Las Vegas, and Scottsdale, Arizona in February 2018. So look for legendary rockers Zebra to hit a four-night show. And you know, who knows? Who knows what that can turn into after as well. All right, let's get to Prophets of Rage. That's right, they released their brand new self-titled album, Prophets of Rage, back on September 15th. So looking forward to that as well. It was a great album, had many great songs on it. And, you know, coming off of Rage Against the Machine, and now you have Prophets of Rage, basically the same three without Zach. Although, now, they have added two new singers, and you guys know definitely who these guys are. So, shout out to Cypress Hill's Be Real and Chuck D from Public Enemy. Album is great, features many great tunes. They've been supporting singles since the beginning of the album release back in September 15th. Tonight, on November 3rd, you can tune in to a concert special from the AT&T Audience Network via DirecTV, channel 239, AT&T Universe, channel 1014, and on-demand through DirecTV. Airing tonight at 6 p.m., a one-hour special featuring live concert shot footage from six festivals around the world. So shout out to Prophets of Rage. And you know, recent reports from Tom Morello is this is a band and it's gonna stay. All right, let's get to a birthday. Speaking of Prophets of Rage, today on November 3rd, 1992, Rage Against the Machine released their legendary album, Rage Against the Machine. So many great tunes. Know Your Enemy, Bullet in the Head, and the classic that you still hear on the radio today, Killing in the Name of. So, everyone knows this album. Everyone basically knows Rage Against the Machine. Go ahead and give that album a spin today and go back and reminisce those great 90s rock. All right, there's your Reefer Rock Report for today, November 3rd, 2017, right here on the MarijuanaAgenda.com. We'll be back next Friday. Have a great weekend.